Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot, score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Black! Huskies just blocked it big time. Interception by Brett Gervais. Outside, Hawk for three. It's good! Nice. Dribbles once, pulls up, shoots, score!
Rebound there for Baldus. He'll shoot, score!
It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, and we are all set to go. Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93, a vastly different look to the weekend coming up than what we had this past weekend, in that just about everybody is on the road this weekend, where we had quite a few big home events this past weekend. Thanks for tuning in to Huskies Drive Time. As usual, Wes Fromm is also in our studio here on this Tuesday morning, and it is a different look to this weekend, isn't it, Wes?
Yeah, quite a bit. Only our women's tennis team at home, everybody else either on the road or off, but it is one of those weekends that we could take a deep breath after the long weekend that we had, and obviously all the events, the triple header on Saturday that all went in the Huskies' favor, and what a great weekend that we had. I think over the weekend, tennis team split and the soccer team won and tied. Everybody else swept, including a big win on homecoming for football, 30-14. The hockey team combined 10-1 in the two games over Laurentian. So a great weekend to Michigan Tech sports, and it's going to be another big weekend. Obviously, the hockey team gets underway for real with games against Ferris State down there, and always a tough place to play. And a good team as they play games that are meaningful. And then the football team at Grand Valley State, and I was talking to Tim Knott, the SID at Grand Valley, and he's saying that it's only the second time in their history that they've been the lower ranked team in a home game. So
is that right?
It's yeah.
Wow.
So Huskies are checked in at number 12 in the AFCA poll this week, and I think Grand Valley's 18. So, I mean, they've been that good for that long that they're going to be the lower-ranked team. And I don't know that I would make them the underdog, however, as right. They're a good team, and especially on their home turf. So that's going to be a good game. And obviously, the volleyball team heading on the road for the crossover, which is going to be very important if they have any ideas on making an NCAA tournament. These are matches that they have to win and give themselves a chance to be in that conversation. So a very, very big weekend. The soccer team has a big weekend as well there at Grand Valley State, the defending national champs, and Ferris State, who's also at the top of the conference standings as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it makes our job more important this weekend because less local fans will be at the games. They're going to be listening, hopefully, to the radio and finding out how these teams do. So we can't wait. Looking forward to it. We can't wait to talk more about them. We'll do that right after this on Mix 93.